I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Mario Armstrong will be with us in a few minutes to tell us what we need to know about giving a smartphone or the applications that go with them. And my commentary is coming up. I'll tell you about my guilty pleasure this Christmas. But first, we're going to hear from one of the Republicans departing Congress at the end of this session. This November saw one of the biggest turnovers in American history. The 2010 midterm election swept in a new set of freshman congressional representatives and swept out some 70 members, including some of the Capitol's most familiar faces. One of those senior lawmakers is nine-term Delaware Congressman Mike Castle. For 18 years, Representative Castle represented Delaware in Congress, but he always had an outsized influence, both as his state's sole congressional representative and as a member of an increasingly rare breed, the moderate Republican. He's leaving Congress because he ran for Vice President Joe Biden's vacated Senate seat, and initially he was seen as the front runner, but he eventually lost the Republican primary to Tea Party darling Christine O'Donnell. No more politics as usual was one of her mantras, but O'Donnell went on to lose the general election to Democrat Chris Coons. So as the Congress winds down, we ask Representative Castle to share his perspective on the midterm shakeup and to say farewell. And he was nice enough to stop by the studios at the House of Representatives to talk to us in this busy time. So, Congressman Castle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
And as you look forward to this holiday season, it's a time of joy, of course, for many people, most people. But I'm wondering if there are some additional reflections that come to mind as you close this chapter in your life.
Well, it's interesting because we're still in very heavy session in Washington, D.C. that may extend right up to and through Christmas, even between Christmas and New Year's, and even into the first day or two of the New Year's before the new Congress is sworn in. Of course, for those of us who will no longer be here, we're concerned about what our next step in life is. We're talking to people, et cetera, about potential jobs and that kind of thing. Closing down offices, shifting our ability to communicate back to our homes or to whatever the new job may be.
What do you think it means to be a moderate Republican right now? That is a term that's attached to you. I don't know how you feel about that term. What do you think it means?
Well, I feel fine about the term, and I just attended a No Labels conference in New York City in which there was a discussion that included Democrats, Republicans, and Independents about the fact that we are becoming so hyper-partisan in our politics in America, and particularly in the Congress of the United States, that some changes had to be made. If you poll people in this country, the majority will say that they're more moderate than they are anything else, in spite of the fact that most of the candidates tend to come from very progressive or very conservative sides of the political parties. And so as a result, the moderate elected officials in this country are sort of caught literally in the middle. And while they may serve what seems to be a majority of the country, they don't necessarily serve a majority of either of the political parties. So they tend to get into some degree of difficulty, as I did in a Republican primary. So it is difficult. But I think essentially you'll find that most moderate Republicans are conservative in their fiscal beliefs. The breakdown on the issues that are away from the financial issues is where you see the moderate voices come out.
I want to just play a couple of clips for you. One is, the first one is from Christine O'Donnell. I'm sure you'll be thrilled to hear that again. But, of course, she was a Tea Party favorite. We'll just play with her short clip.
The Republican Party has lost its way. They get behind candidates like my opponent who don't even support the Republican platform, who continue to support the Democrats' agenda lock, step, and barrel.
Of course, she wound up losing the general election. It was the Republican people of Delaware had spoken in that particular election. But this is the John Boehner, Republican from Ohio, is expected to be elected as Speaker of the House in the next Congress. This is from his recent interview with Leslie Stahl on the CBS News program 60 Minutes.
It means working together.
It means also means compromising.
It means finding common ground.
Okay, is that compromising?
I am not going to compromise on my principles, nor am I going to compromise the will of the American people.
What happens now if the argument is that the way to success is not to compromise?
Well, it's a good question, but I believe that in the continuation of the President Bush tax reductions, there was finding common ground or compromise. And I believe that the American public basically wants us to go forward in terms of getting things done in the best interests of the country. They are not necessarily ideologically driven so much as they are. We want better opportunities for our children. We want good education. We want good economic opportunities. We want a sound environment. And sometimes the parties are going to have to sit down and work this out together. And also needs to include the White House as well as the House and the Senate and all the states of our country. And I'm a little worried we are becoming very divided in the United States, and it's going to become extremely difficult to work out compromises or finding common ground on a lot of these issues.
So
I think we're entering
that
into a very difficult phase.
Why is that? I mean, one of the things that always intrigues me about a statement like this is that the same American people who elected John Boehner and elected the new Republican majority in the House are the same people who elected President Obama. I mean, it's the same American people. I mean, obviously, different alignments of voters in different places at different times, right? But at the end of the day, they're elected by the same voters. So the question I have for why is the atmosphere that you're describing here where compromise becomes sort of a dirty word, why is that?
Well, first of all, I don't think it is the same people necessarily. I think it is some people in the middle who are making a difference in voting, sometimes for Republicans and sometimes for Democrats. I think people are driven primarily by the economic circumstances that surround them. As they feel that jobs are drying up, that America is not doing well in that sense, that perhaps one of the problems is that Congress is spending too much money, for instance. They look at those problems. They worry about the health care legislation by their own interpretation of it is perhaps being something that may exclude them, that may be too expensive. And so for those reasons, they may shift from voting for Obama in one election to voting for Republicans in the next election.
We're speaking with Delaware Congressman Mike Castle. He's leaving Congress next month after 9 terms in office, and we've called him for his perspective as an outgoing senior lawmaker. What do you think's changed the most in the 9 terms that you've been in Congress?
If I had to identify one change, it is that it has become more partisan and more difficult for people to work together to get things done in this Congress.
What do you think would make a difference there? What do you think would change that?
Here's what can make a difference, and that is if the electorate would say, hey, I am not voting for so-and-so because I believe this person is too partisan. I am a Republican. I normally vote for Republicans, but I'm going to vote for the Democrat, or I'm a Democrat and I'm going to vote for the Republican because I believe this is a more balanced person who will sit down and work out the problems of the country. I think, unfortunately, it's going the other way. People are tending to gather around these ideological poles of liberal and conservative and electing people who are more unwilling to work together. And I think that's a negative. So it's going to take, I think, electoral changes to make a difference.
Congressman Mike Castle represents Delaware. He's the sole congressional representative for the state of Delaware at this time. He spoke to us from the studios at the House. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.